We're up to the word Vakasha on Hey Amma Beis. Vakasha is about 16 lines up from the bottom. The second word on the line, Vakasha. So the Mishnah had been talking about if I give a shekel to my friend to give to the Beis HaMikdash for me, for the Matzah Shekel, and instead of giving it for me, he gives it for himself. So the Mishnah had said, in Mr. Mahatruma Ma'al, if at the moment that he had given it to the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen had already been Toreim from the containers in the Beis HaMikdash, that he violated, because once he is Toreim, so then it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. So it's as if he's using money that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash for himself. So that's why he violates Me'ila. So if Akasha asks the Gemara, Ilu ha'gon evo laso shachavero v'shachto stam stama lo l'shem bailam harishonim mechaperes. If somebody steals the carbon ola of their friend, and then they bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and they're makriv it stam. They don't tell the Kohen anything specifically, they just bring it, they say this is an ola. So wouldn't that carbon work for the original owner? Meaning if it's shechted stam, and there's no specific intention said, so what that the ganef has in mind himself? That shouldn't make a difference. The carbon is connected to the first person. So too here, ask the Gemara on the Mishnah, why is it if I have a machzor shekel and the other guy goes and takes it and has himself in mind, so the Kohen doesn't have anybody specific in mind, the Kohen throws it into the container, so it should work for the original person. Why should this guy violate Me'ila? It should work, so what his intention is to get it for himself. But the Kohen doesn't have that intention, so therefore why is it that he violates Me'ila and that it works for himself? He's Yossi at Lechulin. So Reb Yudin, it's talking about a case where it is, and the Kohen specifically does have him in mind. Tipater b'misuyam. Answer it b'misuyam when you're talking about a case where it is designated, where the Kohen knows exactly that it's his coin. Similar to what? Similar to the story we're going to have later on. Michel beis Rebbe Gamliel, shahi miskavin v'doch lo toch hakupa. The house of Rebbe Gamliel, what they used to do is they used to wait right before the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen went to take the shkalim from the containers. Right before that, they used to throw in their shekel on top, so that they knew that theirs would be used. Even though Maker Adin, you don't need to do this, because Maker Adin, the Kohen, has everybody in mind, even maybe people who aren't even collected yet, but they dafka wanted their coins to be used, so right when the Kohen was looking, they threw theirs in on top, and the Kohen took theirs. And the Kohen obviously knew that this was theirs, and this was going to be for them, so that's similar, that's the case that happened here too. It's a case where the Ganav specifically did it in a way that the Kohen would know to have him in mind. And that's why it wouldn't be like a stam case, and it would be a problem, and the person would violate Me'ila, the Ganef. Ask the Gemara now, V'chash Lomar. And as we'll see, we're asking another question on the Mishnah as if we don't know the previous answer, because the previous answer is going to answer this question too. But let's put that out of our heads for a second. V'chash Lomar, aren't we worried to say, Shema L'shirayin Hei Noflim? Maybe, aren't we worried that the coin that this your friend put in for himself, and he potentially violated Me'ila, maybe it's not going to be used. Maybe it's going to end up being L'shirayim. I mean, it's going to be left over in the kupa by the end of the Trumos. V'chiyesh Me'ila b'shirayim. And is there an Isra Me'ila by the money that was left over and not used for the karbanos? If it's used for the karbanos, that's kachay kachim, or kachay, that's karbanos sibur. So that's going to be, there's an Isra Me'ila there. But if it's left over, it's in the shirayim, is there Me'ila there? Elo k'Rebbe Meir. Only Rebbe Meir says that. Rebbe Meir, Omer Molim shirayim. But generally, we don't assume that way. So do you have to say this Mishnah is according to Rabbi Meir? Maybe the coin will never be used, so why should he violate Me'ila? So the Gemara answers again, no, of course it's not going to be in Shirayim. What did we just say? Odi b'misuyim. Shal beis Rabbi Gamliel, shal yimiskavim v'tarma lishmo. We just said that he dafka did it and threw it in right before the Kohen is torim the lishka. So that is why there's no chash that is going to be left over for the Shirayim, because he threw it in on top and it's obviously going to be used now. Period. Next question on the Mishnah, asks the Gemara, Manene. He violates Me'ila when he gives the Machzor HaShekel that he should give to his friend, but instead he gives it for himself. Says the Mishnah, he violates Me'ila. What Hanah exactly did he get? Manene. What was his Hanah? That Me'ila, you have to get Hanah. What's the Hanah? And the Tiklech Hatit explains, it's the Hanah that he did the mitzvah with your money? No, we have the principle, mitzvos, lav lehenos netnu. Mitzvos are not characterized by their hanah. They're not called hanah. as Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chav Ches, Rashi's focus is on the Nesina. So it's a Rashi that's talked about by many, by the Rishonim already. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, Lav Lanos Nitnu, Lo Lanos Nitnu Li Yisrael, Li Yis Kiyumam Lahem Hana'a. Their Kiyum HaMitzvah is not defined as Hana'a, Elo La'ol Al Savarehem Nitnu. It's given for a burden. It's given, this is our tachlis in life. But it's not that the mitzvahs should be defined as Hana'a. So just because I use your shekel for my mitzvah, that shouldn't be defined as hana. So mahana yeshkan. That's the Gemara's question. So why should there be meila? So Amar Rabbi Avin mishem rabbanan detaman. Says Rabbi Avin, which is an interesting phrase here. It says the Rabbi Avin in the name of the rabbanan from there, from Taman. Who's Taman? Bavel. Because we're talking about the Taman Yerushalmi. Usually we have, you know, you hear from Ma'arava, you hear from Mehasam. Hasam is Eretz Yisrael. Because we're talking about in Talmud Bavli, but here we're in Talmud Yerushalmi. So over there is Bavel. So that's the rabbis from there. We're talking about the rabbis from Bavel. So I'm Rabbi Avin Mishay Rabbanan Tataman. Rabbi Avin said the name of the rabbis from there, from Bavel. What's the answer? Mikivan shebezdin ruuyin lamashkein v'lo mishkino kemoshenehene. Since had this person not used the shekel to pay for himself, Bezin would go and take some of his properties. They would take mashkon, so he is saving that. That mashkon that Bezdin would take, he's saving the money that he would lose from Bezdin, so that's considered hana'a. A penny saved is a penny earned, as the saying goes. That's exactly hana'a as well. It's not dafka if you make money, do you violate me'ila? But even if you save money, that is also hana'a and called me'ila. This is based, some Acharonim explained, this is connected to the discussion in the Rishonim in Gemara Nedarim Daf Tezvav. The Ran there holds, against the Rashba, but the Ran there holds, mitzvahs lav lahenos ne'inu is only if the only hana'a that you're getting is the mitzvah itself. But if there is any other hana'a involved in the action, so then you don't say mitzvahs lav lahenos ne'inu. That's the Ran's Lashon. The Ran says, the Chiyar Mina mitzvahs lav lahenos ne'inu, hani milu lomar, she'ein kiyum ha-mitzvahs chashiv hana'a. Aval mikal makom im mishani gufei bahade demekaye mitzvah hana'a mikri. If you get hana'a along with the mitzvah, then that's called hana'a. For example, he quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that I just read the Rashi from. The Gemara there says, let's say somebody makes a neder not to get any hana'a from a certain spring. So I'll make a neder. I'm not going to get any hana'a from a certain spring. Says the Gemara, he's allowed to go into that spring in the winter, but not in the summer. Why? In the winter, because it's freezing, you're not getting any other hana'a. In the summer, you can't go in. You're doing the mitzvah of tevila. Mitzvah is lavah hanosetnu. The answer is, you're also going to get cooled off. You're also hot, and it's gonna give you hana'a. So that's why, if you get any other hana'a along with the mitzvah, the principle of mitzvah is lavah hanosetnu does not apply. That's what the Gemara seems to say here. Why is the Gemara focus on the mashkon and not that he saves half a shekel? What he would have to get, he would have to get himself. In a chinami. I think someone asked that, but I don't remember. But again, it's focusing on, this is a siri. Maybe Bezin could take even more than just the shekel. They could just be mashkein until they take. Next line of the Gemara, Mimaisi Sheni V'chulu. The Mishnah had said that if by mistake you sent Maiser Sheni or Demei Shvius money, and that's going to be your shkalim, so then you have to be yochal kenegdon. You have to eat keneged that value. So what exactly does that mean, and what are you supposed to do? So first the Gemara says, what's the source that it's a problem, and that your maaser sheni money cannot be used for shkalim? So dichsev, as the pasuk says, by bechor, ach bechor she yivuka l'ashem bivhema, lo yakdish is oso. You have a bechor behema, a person is not allowed to be makdashit. What do we mean? Kol shehu kodesh in kedusha chala alav. Once something is kodesh for a certain purpose, you can't change the kedusha. So therefore, once something is maaser sheni, it can't be used for shkalim. So what do? You're sitting at home, you realize you gave your maaser sheni money for shkalim, but you don't know where it is, you don't know what it is. So what do? Says the Gemara. Kesenu Osa, this is what you do. Maybe sell a shulchulin, get some chulin money, get some regular money. V'omer mos maaser sheni b'chol makom shehein yimechulal anasel azu. And you say, wherever my Maaser Sheni money is it in the Beis HaMikdash already? Is it on the way there? Wherever it is, the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni should switch from that money, wherever it is, to this new money, which is by me, the Osa Sela Nitfas L'Shem Maaser Sheni, and that new money that you have in your house should become Maaser Sheni, the Hashar Nasu Shkalim. And the rest that's left of the Beis HaMikdash, that'll be plain Shkalim. So that's, and then you use that Maaser Sheni, new Maaser Sheni money for the regular, Maaser Sheni. Bring it up to Yerushalayim, buy food, etc. So that's how you solve the problem. If by mistake you gave Maaser Sheni money, to get out of it. Next halacha, next Mishnah. Vav Amud Aleph. Masnisan. Hamachanes Maos V'yamar. If somebody is gathering money. So we're going to say we're already what the maskana of the Gemara is, even though we'll see the Havamina, the Gemara is not going to assume this way, but this is the pshat of the Mishnah. If somebody is machanis maos, little by little, he has a drawer in his house, and he says, you know, I'm collecting my shkala money, I'm going to put it in there, everything I'm going to use for my maksa shekel. And he constantly throws in his pennies and his dimes in order to collect for the shkalim. V'yamar hare elu l'shikli. And he says, this is all going to be for my shkalim. The problem is, though, once it's time to get the Machzis HaShekel, he takes the money out of the drawer, and he sees there's more money there than he needs for his Machzis HaShekel. So the question is, what is the halacha of the Mosar, of the leftover money that is above and beyond the value that he has to give for the Machzis HaShekel? Beishamai Omrin, Mosarin Nedava. Beishamai says, the extra is hektish. The extra is hektish, and it must be used for Nedava. That means for Nedavos of on the Mizbeach. On the Mizbeach, when the Mizbeach is batel, the Mizbeach doesn't have any karbanis on it, you could give money, use this money to buy karbanis there. If other people want to buy karbanis nedava, they could use this money. Either way, according to Beis Shammai, the extra money is hektish. Beis Hillel omrim mosrin chulin. Beis Hillel says, no, the extra money is chulin, it's not hektish. What's the machlokas about? But even before that, the first line, it's an interesting discussion in the Pesher Dover, which I mentioned from this Gemara from Rabbi Well. It says, Hamachani smos va'amar. Is that word meduyuk? He has to say Hara'il l'shikli? You find in a number of sugyas in Shas, this comes up by hektish, this comes up by pigol, this comes up by shlichus yad. Do you ever require, let's say you don't require a maisa for something, do you require dibur? Or is even machshava allowed? We've spoken about pigol many times, right? So the Kohen thinks that he's going to sprinkle the dam chutz l'zmano. Does he have to say something? Does he have to say that, or could he just think it? Machlokas Rishon at the beginning of Masechta Zvachim. Or Shlichus Yad. I think that I'm watching an object for you, and I think that I'm going to use it. I'm going to be Sholeach Yad. The Rambam writes, based on the Gemara, that that's a gazlan. If you use an object that you're supposed to watch. So is it even if I think about using it? Or what if I say I'm going to use it? So that's also a machlokas between Rashi and Tosas. So by Shlichus Yad, by Pigol, by other cases, and also by Hektish. Maybe if I think I'm going to give something to Hektish. So here, he just says, he points out, he wonders, ponders, is that word Va'amar Meduya? Is it Dafka that you have to say this is for my Shkalim or not? The Mishnah says it. Both the Karban Eid and the Tiklan Chazdin both quote it, Amar, but he just wonders, he makes that Ha'ar. So what is this machlokas about? So why does Beis Shammai say the extra is hektish and Beis Hillel not? So this, as the Mefarshim here explain, is based on a machlokas in Meseches Nazir. Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether hektish ta'us is hektish or not. If I make something hektish by mistake, do we say that becomes hektish or not? Says Beis Shammai, it does become hektish. And says Beis Hillel, it does not become hektish. Says Beis Shammai, it becomes hektish. Interesting makar. Says the Gemara, Nazir Daflam et Aleph. What's the makar for Beis Shammai, hektish, ta'us, hektish? He says, you learn tchilas hektish from sof hektish. Just like sof, what's sof hektish? Sof hektish is me'ila. Sof hektish is, you have something that's is temura. You have something that's hektish, and there's an isser called temura. Let's say I have an animal that's supposed to be for a karban, and then the next day I say, you know what? I like that animal. I want to switch the kedusha from animal A to animal B. Because I want to keep animal A. You know what the halacha is? Number one, there's an isser daraisa, so you're not allowed to do that. Number two, now they're both hektish. So you lose. Right, that's the halacha of temura. There's a lo sase and there's an say that they're both temura. Where did that kedusha of the second temura animal, that's called sof hektish. That's called, you already have hektish, now it's at the end of hektish, you already have hektish, so that's called sof hektish. So there it's like kind of like a mistake, you didn't want to do it, and yet it's hektish. So it says, Beis Shammai, you learn tchilas hektish from sof hektish. So it's like by sof hektish, hektish tos is hektish, that's the halacha of temura. So to tchilas hektish, hektish toes is hektish. And Beis Hillel argues. Beis Hillel says, no, don't compare the cases. By temura, there is a hakdat, there is a kedusha there. The animal that became a temura came from a full kadosh animal. By hektish toes, it's flawed to begin with. There's no hakdasha originally. So that is the machlokas here, explains the Tiklin Chatatin. According to Beishama, your leftover shkalim money, that you said this is going to be for my shkalim, that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Because that is hektish toos. And Beis Hillel says, no, moser and chulin, because it is hektish toos, lav hektish, according to Beis Hillel. That's what the machlokas is about, if you use the lashon of hari elu l'shikli. These are for my shkalim. Yeah. Good question. Why can't you just use it for the kol bone? So two answers. Number one, let's say you're only making this into a machzor shekel. So according to the Rabbanan, you don't have to give a kol bone if you're just giving me half a shekel. You only have to give a kol bone if you're using a double, two together, in order to pay the money in lieu of the money changer's fee. Number one. Number two is maybe you have more than the kol bone. You have more than the kol bone, so then that's even more. Kol bone is a specific amount. No, kol bone isn't just as much as you...
Yeah, but that's used for whatever.
Right, so if you give an extra, though, it's still, do you have to give that extra? That's the question. If you want to give extra money to the Beis HaMikdash, be my guest. But do you have to give? Is that already belonging to Hekdesh, or could you keep it if you want? Because you want to give other money to Stucca. So Beis Hillel says you're allowed to keep it. So that's if you use the money, Har'ilu L'Shikli.
Saving it for next year?
Saving it for next year. If it's Chulin, then you can save it for next year. If it's Chulin, because then it's your money. According to Beishama, you can't save it for next year, because it's already Hukdash. So you're saying that the chiddush of Amar might be even if you say it, Basil still says it's chulin. In the chinami. The question is, do you have to say it? That would be maybe the Mishnah's lav dafka, but it's saying va'amar lohdia kochot Basil. In the chinami. He doesn't the Peshar Davar doesn't say specifically, he just makes the hara that we have in a number of cases in Shas, Dibur versus Machshava. Put this one on the list. But if you use the lashon, says the Mishnah, of she'avi mehen shikli, you don't say, this will be for my shkalim, but you say, I will bring from this money shekli, my shekel, so then shavit shemosar chulin. So then, Beishamai would agree that the extra is chulin, because you didn't designate it all as shkalim. You said, I will bring my shkalim from this drawer, so therefore the extra is chulin. Period. Part A. Part B. Elu lachatasi, if you do the same kind of process, but instead of, it's for shkalim, it's for your chatas. You owe a carbon chatas. Let's say I did A, I was b'chal Shabbos b'shogeg, so I have to bring a carbon chatas, so I have to save a money for the carbon chatas. So again, I have a drawer, and I constantly throw money in there, assuming, and I say, this is going to be for my carbon chatas. So then, shavin shavos nedava, that even Beis Hillel would agree that all the money belongs to Hekdesh. We'll see why the difference is in a minute. Even the extra money that you don't use for your carbon chatas. Sha'avi mehen chatasi, but if you use that lashon of, I will bring from this money for my chatas, sha'avi shamosa chulin. So then, everybody agrees that the extra is chulin, as we said earlier. Amar Reb Shimon ma beit shkalim lechatas. What's the difference between shkalim and chatas? Why is it, again, different mefarshim, what this line is going on? But let's say it's going on the Shita Beis Hillel. Why is it that in Beis Hillel, when he says hare elu l'shikli, so then the extra is chulin. If he says hare elu lechatas, the extra is hektish. Ella, what's the answer? Shel shkalim yesh lan kitzva, v'lechatas ein la kitzva. By shkalim, there's a specific amount you have to give. So obviously, everything extra above that is hektish toos, according to Beis Hillel. But according to, by a chatas, there's a specific amount. You could buy a fat animal, you could buy a skinny animal, so you bought a specific animal. But the extra money isn't chulin, you designated this for a chatas. So you can't use it for a chatas, but it still belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. It's still hektish, that's not hektish toos. You still designated all of this, because all of it, there wasn't a specific amount that, before you threw it into the drawer, okay, this is all shkalim, and now the money, extra money is coming, because there is no kitzva. There's no specific amount for a carbon chatas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, 1 second. Afl shkalim ein lan kitzva. What are you saying? Shkalim has a specific amount, chatas does not. Even shkalim doesn't have a specific amount, asks Rabbi Yehuda. Shekshe'ol Yisrael menagola, because after all, when Bnei Yisrael came back to build Bayesheni, Hayushoklin Darkonos, they used to use Darkonos coins, Chazru Lishko Shloim, which were very large. And then they used Shloim coins. When money depreciated, they used Shloim coins, Chazru Lishko Tivin, and then they used Tivin. Each of these are half of what the previous one was in value. So then they used Tivin, Big Shulishko Dinar, and they even wanted to go down to Dinarim, but the problem was, Velo Kiblo Mehen, Chazam didn't accept those. Because then if you used half a dinar, that would be less than the amount that Moshe Rabbeinu requires, than the Machzis HaShekel in the Torah. Before this, all the Machzis of these coins still would have have been more than the value of the machzor shekel in the Torah. But big shalishku dinarim, once they wanted to use dinarim, so then that was not accepted because that was less than the money, less than the value of the machzor shekel daraisa. So question mark. Asks Rabbi Yehuda, so you see even shkolim sometimes switch around. Shkolim have different values. So how can you say yesh kitzva? How can you say the specific kitzva for shkolim? So Amar Rav Shimon, no, Rav Shimon says back, you're right, it switches. But Av al pi kan yet kulan shava. No, still every year, you know, yes, it depreciates over time, and they use different values each year. But every year, everybody uses the same value. Every year, there is a specific value, and everybody uses that value. Even though over time, it might be different. So that's why it's still different than chatos. Aval chatos, then maybe b'selav, then maybe b'shtayim, then maybe b'sholos. Chatos, whoever wants to bring a chatos, could bring whatever value they want. Fine. There's a Rambam that is we're going to get back to later, but just the Mishnah here says they brought Darkono, Sloim, Tibin, and the way I explained it was up here the Rambam, which is that the mitzvah of Machzor Shekel, according to the Rambam, is to bring half of the current currency. That's the Shita of the Rambam. And that's why when you see the Mishnah doesn't say it's Beferish, the Mishnah just says they started to be Shokel Dinarin and Darkonos and Sloim. So the way the Rambam says that, it means they started to be Shokel that, meaning take half of each of those coins and give it. That's the sheet that the Rambam reads the Mishnah. Not all Rishonim do that, but that's what the Rambam says in Aleph Hey. Machzis Shekel Zu, Mitzvasa Sheyitin Machzis Matbeya Shel Oso Hazman. As long as half of that currency is worth more than the shkalim da'oraisa that Moshe Rabbeinu requires, that's okay. That's why the last line is no good. Bikshu dinarin, because half a dinar would be less than the value of the da'oraisa shkalim. That's why it can't be used. But that is the sheet of the Rambam, which we'll get back to. The Ravid there seems to argue. The Ravid seems to say, no, they gave these whole coins. There's no reason to give specifically half of the common currency. So the Ravid argues, the Ravid feels that they were so poor that, you have to say that, not that they gave the common currency of the previous values, because it would have been too much. You can look at that Ravid. But we're going to focus on the Rambam. Says the Gemara, Hamachanis Vechulu, 2 days within Rabbi Elazar. First, Rabbi Yosi, B'shem Rabbi Elazar, Ma Pligi B'machanis Prochot. What's the machlokas in the Mishnah between B'shem and B'shem Hillel? If you do it little by little, Prochot, you do it piecemeal, you kept throwing coins into the drawer, then all of a sudden you look at the drawer and there's extra. Aval Ba'omer Eilu L'shikli. What happens if you just pick up a whole bunch of coins and say, this is for my shkalim? So then what's the halacha? So then everybody's going to agree. But everybody's going to agree in which direction. So 2 days of the Gemara. Ko ama modi, shamosara nedava. If you pick it all up, so then everybody agrees. Even Beis Hillel would agree that everything belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Because you're specifically designating everything in your hand for shkalim. So you're right, it's more than needed, but that for sure, the extra would be nedava. Or, Rebchiya v'Rabiba b'shem Rebbe Elazar, a different opinion within Rebbe Elazar, ma pligin v'mechadetz protro. The Mishnah is only better if you do it piecemeal, little by little. Ava ba'omer eilu l'shikli, but if you would say, everything in my hand is for shkalim, kuli ama modish amosrin chulin. Just the opposite. Even Beis Shammai would agree that the extra is chulin, because obviously, you know how much the machzor shekel is, how much it should be. So when you lift it up and say, these are for my shkalim, you obviously mean only the value of the shkalim in there. So that is 2 days in Rebbe Elazar, what would you say if you hold it all up? So Amar Reb Chiya Masisa Masayla Rebbe Bibi. Reb Chiya says, doesn't our Mishnah prove like Reb Bibi, which is the second version? So as I said, now let's forget that we know the Mishnah is about little by little. Because the Gemara seems to assume that we forgot that for a minute, and we're going to answer that, that's the answer. But it says, Ditznan, as the Mishnah says, Amar Reb Shimon Mabe Shkolom L'chatas. Reb Shimon had said, what's the difference between Shkolom and Chatas? Elosha Shkolom Yishlam Kitzvah V'lachatas Ein Lein Kitzvah. So the Reb Shimon had said, there's a difference between Shkolom and Chatas. So Ma'an and Kaiman, what case is he referring to? Explaining the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. What case is he referring to? Im ba'omer sha'avi mehen shikli. If he's referring to the second case, sha'avi mehen, so that's, he can't be referring to that because everybody agrees in that case. And he's explaining the machlokes. Kolei amemoti sha'moser and chulin. If he's explaining the sha'avi mehen case, everybody agrees in that case. Im ba'omer sha'avi mehen chatasi, kolei amemoti sha'moser chulin. So that Reb Shimon can't be talking about that case because everybody agrees in that case. Ella kein anan kaiminan. What case must he be talking about? Ba'omer elu l'shikli. When a person says, these are for my shkolim. And there he says, shkolim sha'adei shekitzvasa min ha'torah moser and chulin. There, where the shekel is set then the Moser is chulin. Chatas, I think she ain't kids, Moser and the So you see, and the Chatas, where there is no sets, the extra is the Dava. The Gemara assumes, now, what's the riot for a Bibi? Or a Bibi was one that said, if you hold up all your money at once, the extra is going to be Nadava. One second. Doesn't the Mishnah say that the extra by Shkalim is a Machlokes? If you hold it up? So the Gemara answers, that's not the case of the Mishnah. My Avila, Rabbi Yossi, B'shei Rabbi Elazar. What would Rabbi Yossi, the first opinion of Rabbi Elazar, answer? Pachalav Machani's brother, the Gemara Hillel. It's a different case. The Mishnah is about a case where you're collecting it little by little. The whole 2 days of in Rabbi Elazar and the Gemara is that if you hold it all up at once, it say these are my shkalim. The Mishnah doesn't have that case. The Mishnah is quite about hamachanes. If you're collecting it little by little, I v'hatanina moser shkalim chulin. If you look at Amud Beis, there's another Mishnah that says extra shkalim should be chulin. Isn't that also talking about a case where you hold it all up? And the Mishnah says it's all chulin, and isn't that also against the Rabbi Yossi, the first day I hear who says if you hold it all up, everybody agrees it's Moser Nedava. It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. So again, Pasul B'Machanes Potro to Beis Hillel. No, the answer is that damage is also talking about a case where you collect it a little by little, and it could be like Beis Hillel. Period. Skip the parentheses. Next line, Hamafrish Shiklo. If somebody separates and designates his machzor as a shekel, v'savar shehu chayev, and he forgot that he had given a shekel already, so he thinks he's still chayev. V'nimtza she'eino chayev. It comes out that he forgot, he didn't realize he had already given his machzor as a shekel, and it comes out that he's not chayev. Lo kaddish. So this is assuming, let's say, like Beis Hillel, hektish toes is lav shmei hektish, and therefore this shekel is chulin. Right? It was a mistake. I'm sorry. He had given another one. He had given his shekel already, and then he forgot. He designated another one. So the second one is not hektish because he forgot. Hamafrish shnayim v'savar shehu chayiv. Let's say he's mafrish two v'savar shehu chayiv, and he thinks he's chayiv. What's two? Let's say he thinks he forgot last year also. So he doesn't remember if he gave last year two. So he designates two shkalim, right? One for last year, one for this year. V'savar shehu chayiv shnayim. V'nim shashem v'chayiv l'echad. And it comes out that he did give last year. His wife shows in the books, look, you gave last year. What are you worried about? The only cup that is one. So, oso asheni my avidlai. So, what's the halacha by that second shekel? Again, here you designated two at once. You don't even know which one. So, do you say that both of these, if you think you're chayiv one and you're not chayiv any, so then that's chulin. But if you say you think you're chayiv two and you're chayiv one, what do you do with this second one? Nishma'ana menado. So, maybe we can learn it from the following brisa. Similar case. Let's say I think I'm chayav a carbon chatas, and it comes out that I'm not chayav a carbon, so then that's a mistake. So that's carbon is not kadosh. Let's say I think I'm chayav two carbonas chatas, and it comes out, only chayav one. Osa shnia mayat avila. What's the halacha of that second carbon? El aroeh. You have to let it graze, meaning it's hektish. You have to let it graze, and you have to buy with the money olos. So hachanami ilul nedava. So why don't you say here too, where you separated two machzor shekels, where you only chayav one, it should belong to hektish, just like in the chatas case. So too in this case. So Gemara says v'kahich omer ata elu. Very unclear what that line means, but some mafarshim say it means the Mishnah said don't compare shekelim and chatas. So how can you compare? How can you make a raya for shkalim to chatas? It's different kinds of rules. So don't compare it for me shkalim and chatas. There's no raya, so I still don't know what the halacha is in the case where you're mafresh two and you're only chayiv one. You know it by chatas, but who says that would be the case by shkalim? There's a difference between the two. Period. Rabbi Huda Omer v'chulu. So Rabbi Huda is just going to talk about the different language. Right? He brought different coins in the Mishnah that they used. Darkonos, Slayim, Tibin, Dinarin. So Gemara is going to talk about these coins for a minute. Darkonos, Dinarin. Darkonos are gold coins. Chazgulish called Slayim. They started using Slayim, Kishmu'an. Slayim are like what we call Slayim, says the Gemara. Chazgulish called Tivin. What's Tivin? Palgi Slayim. Tivin are half of the previous line in the Mishnah. That's half Slayim. Bikshu, Lishko, Dinarin, Karton. Dinarin are half of that. They're Karton, which is a quarter. Karton, quartz. Quarter, a quarter of the original one, which is half of the previous one. So, and that, Velo Kibul Me Alein. That, they didn't accept the last one, Min Hada. They didn't accept that based on this pasuk. The He'emadnu Aleinu Mitzvos, Lases, Shlishis HaShekel. Bishana La'avodas Beis Elokeinu. So, Remez of the pasuk in Nehemiah, where it says, a third is as low as you go down. Because that's the value of that's the lowest value that would be worth the shekel, the achzor shekel in the Torah. A third, but this is a quarter, going down a quarter is too little. So that's why they did not accept it. Reb Chilkiya b'shem Reb Acha mikan. There's a remez in this pasuk when it says shlishis hashekel. That's a remez that shetzorach adam l'shalish l'shiklo gimel pamim bashana. A person has to be shokel his shekel three times in a year. What does that mean? Shokel his shekel. So if you look at the Rambam seems to be very difficult because the Rambam says you're not allowed to give your shekel piecemeal. You have to give your machzah shekel as one coin. Says the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Shkalim. The Eino Nosno Bifa'amim Rabos Hayom Ma'at Ulamachar Ma'at Ela Nosno Kulo Ka'achas Bapam Achas. So how does the Rambam read this Gemara?
It refers to the three withdrawals.
So does it refer to the three withdrawals? Tzarech Adam L'Shali Shiklo? That's difficult. The Tikkun Chatzin just says it means staka. It means staka. You should give staka. Make sure you give staka three times a year. You know, you go through your assets. Make sure you give staka at least three times a year. This is a remez. If you look in the Ramah in Simin Tafri Sadak Dalid in Hilchas Purim, if you remember before I'm Tainus Esther by Mincha, there's a minog as a zecher to the Machzah Shekel to give the Machzah Shekel. So what do we usually give in any of the shuls? They have three silver dollars, half dollars, you know, all taped together that we do the whole pidyon thing, pidyon ceremony with. So why do you do three? So the Ramah quotes there because it says the word Shuma three times in the Parsha. But the Gra there quotes this Yerushalmi. The Gra there on the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Yerushalmi. Those three are kiyum of this. L'shali shiklo gimel pa'amim bashana. Mikan also, she'ein matrichen, another remez in this pasuk of three times, she'ein matrichen ala tzibur yosef gimel pa'amim bashana. No more than three appeals per year. Ein matrichen ala tzibur yosef gimel pa'amim bashana. You can't be matrichen on the tzibur more than three times a year. Amar Rabbi Avin, mikan, this is also a remez, this pasuk of three, l'gimel sa'in, Mikan l'gimel kupos, mikan l'gimel hafrashos. As we'll see later on, each of the, there were three kupos, three containers in the Beis HaMikdash, which they used for the shkalim. They each contained three sa'as worth of volume, and they were mafresh three times. So that's the triple allusion in the pasuk. Period. Ksiv zeyenu kolover lapakudim. This pasuk, the pasuk of kolover lapakudim. So we're going to have a little 5-1 agadata about machzah shekel. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemia, Chad Omar, Lefi Shechatu b'machzes Hayom, Yitru machzes HaShekel. Because Bnei Yisrael sinned at the middle of the day, at the Eikel took place in the middle of the day, based on the Gemara and Shabbos, because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come back in the sixth hour, so they sinned in the middle of the day, so they have to give a machzes HaShekel back. V'chad Omar, Lefi Shechatu b'sheish Sha'os b'yom, Yitru machzes HaShekel d'Avad Shisa Garmison. Right, because they sinned in the sixth hour, so they have to give machzes HaShekel, which is the value of six garmison. So either half or six. So my nafkamina. So the Rav Shmuel Misalant says this machlokas here is the machlokas Rambam Ravid. Which machlokas Rambam Ravid? The machlokas that I alluded to before. The Rambam says you have to give half of every common currency. Whatever it is, you got to give half. And the Ravid is not so medactic on that. You have to give the value of what it says in the Torah. You don't have to give half. That's exactly the point. The Rambam is because you have to give Dafka half, because half the shekel is connected half the middle of the yom. Mashiach, according to the Rambam, no, it's just the value. The value is the issue. So this machlokas amoraim in the Agadata is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rambam. There's also a beautiful Ksav Sofer in Kisisa. I looked at my Ksav Sofer, it has it a little differently, but here it's quoted in the Biurei Adaf, has it as follows. And that is the there's a medrash that says that the ones who were killed right away by the Egel were those who actually participated in the Egel. The Maisa, they took part in the Maisa HaEgel. So they were killed. But the ones that were left over only sinned b'machshava. They didn't sin b'maisa, they only sinned b'machshava. So they had to bring a kapara for their machshava. Machsheves avodah zarah is serious, says the Gemara. So they had to bring a kapara for their machshava. And we know that every avera, says the Ksav Sofer, has two parts. It's the machshava of the avera and the maisa of the avera. So if the Klai saw that was left over, the people who did the machshava and the maisa, they were killed. But according to the ones that only did the machshava, they were still there. So they had to bring a kapara. That's why they brought a machzis hashekel, because they only had half the aveira. They only did the machshava part of it. So that's why they brought a machzis hashekel to be bechaper on their aveira, on their machsheves aveira itself. Later on in history, Haman knew a lot of this, and he said, I want to get these Jews in trouble. So what does he do? What's he machti them in? He's machti them in Meichel, Umishte, the party, very physical. Look at Perek Aleph in the Megillah. It's all about Chur Karpas and Scheles, the gorgeous tapestries. It's very physical. It has to do with Meisim. Haman wants them to be Chote, Aide Meisa also. So you have the Machshava of the Egel and the Meisa here. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? We had it on Daf Beis and Shkalim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Makdim Shikleihem L'Shkalav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says on Aleph Adar, start taking Shkalim. So you'll get Kapara for your Machshava before it can be Mitztarif to the Maisa that Haman's trying to add on. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, no, there's nothing doing here. There's no more Machshava left. That's after the connection of why it's Machsis and what the connection is with Haman and Dafka before Haman, but that is the Ksav Sofer. Okay, so that is the 2 days because they're Chotei Machsis Hayom, so Machsis HaShekel, and Sheish Shos. Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Nechemia, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Lufi Sha'avru al Aseres Hadibros, Yehanosin Kol Echad Ve'echad Es Asara Geira. Because Bnei Yisrael were Chotei in the Aseres Hadibros, so that's why you have to give something that's worth 10 Geira, that's the value of the Machsis HaShekel. When we have Aseres Hadibros, they only violated Avodah Zarah. So Avodah Zarah is Kilu Kofar B'Kala Torah Kula. And we've had before, we don't have time, maybe at the end, if we have time I'll mention it. Aseres Hadibros is Keneged in some ways Kala Torah Kula. We shouldn't give too much credence. The reason we don't say Aseres Hadibros in Davening, the Gemara says, is because we don't want people to think that's all you have to do. But there is a special quality to Aseres Hadibros. Kla Yisrael, the Minhag is to stand up for the Aseres Hadibros. There's a lot of controversy why that is. But at least for the Aliyah that the Aseres Hadibros is in. But it could be that Aseres Hadibros here just means Kala Torah Kula. That's what he says, because they violated Aseres Hadibros. You have to give Esrim Asara Geira. You have to give 10. Rebrechia, Reblevi, Beshev, Shimon Lakish, Lafisha Machru Bechora Shel Racha, Beesrim Kasef. Because the brothers sold Yosef for 20 silver pieces, Yia Kalechad Ve'echad Potes Beno Bechor Beesrim Kasef. This is not about Shkalim, this is about Pidyon HaBen, but that is why every person has to redeem his son for 20 gold, silver pieces, which is the same value of Hay Slime, which is the amount that you have to give for Pidyon HaBen. So the Pidyon HaBen is Kneged Mechiris Yosef. Rav Pinchas b'shem Rav Levi, no, Lufisha Machro b'chor Sharachav Asrim Kasef, because the brothers sold Yosef for 20 silver pieces, and if you split it up and you do the math, each one got v'navak alachav v'echav behem tiva, each one got a tiva in the deal. Lufichach yekalachav v'echav does a shiklo tiva. That's why you have to give a tiva, which is the amount that you work out the math. You split it 10 ways, explains the tikkun chadatin. So then each one would get a tiva. How's 10? Why 10 ways? Because Binyamin wasn't there. The Tikkun Chazit says the bottom line. It's unbelievable. Binyamin wasn't there and Reuven wasn't there. So how do you have 10? What about Yosef? Because Yosef was caused them to be jealous. So Yosef also has to give a piece. That's what he says on the bottom line. The Yosef Gamkein Haya Hagoreim Al Yidei Hakina Shebatchila. Okay, not our issue now, but a fascinating Tikkun Chazitin. Tikkun Davam and Shkalim. Yosef was also at fault. So he's also called to blame partially when we start. He also is to blame for Mechiras Yosef. That's our Ruge Malchus. Connected to 10, right, it's only 9. Right, so this is the same answer. That Yosef also might have been partially involved. He didn't get any money, right? He didn't get any money, but at least in the Kapara, he has to give Kapara for it also. Okay, says the Mishnah, Amud Beis. The Mishnah, once we're talking about leftovers, so we're going to talk about leftovers of many different items. Most are Shkalim Chulin. Leftover Shkalim is Chulin, right, as the Mefarshim say here, stomach and Beis Hillel. Like Beis Hillel on the previous Amud. Most are Asiris Ha'efa. If you have leftover of the Asiris Ha'efa, Asiris Ha'efa is a carbon mincha. We'll see who's carbon mincha in the Gemara. Most are Kinei Zavin, Kinei Zavos, Kinei Yoldos, Chatos, Vashamos. All these leftovers of the birds that were set aside for a Zava, or a Yoledes, or a Chatas, or an Asham, all of those cannot be used for the leftovers of that carbon. Because the Moser Chatas, it was already designated for one person, so you can't give this for a Chatas to somebody else, so that's why in all of these cases, Moser Nedava. They're all Hektish, but they all go for Nedavas for carbon Olas. Zehaklal, this is the rule. Kol Shehu Baal Shem Chatas U'Mishem Ashma, anything that's connected to a sin, Moser Nedava. You can't bring it for, the sin's already mischaper. So with another carbon. So that's why it can't keep its status of Chatas or Ashram, so that's why it changes to Nedava. All the others you use for it itself. Moser Ola La Ola, Moser Mincha La Mincha, Moser Shlamim La Shlamim, Moser A Pesach La Shlamim, that we had. The Moser A Pesach turns into a Shlamim. Moser Nizirim La Nizirim. Let's say you have a Nazir collection. Not for any specific Nazir, but you have for poor Nazirs who are gonna need money. You have a stucco box, like we have Meir Balanes, we have Hatzala, we'll have Nazirs. Right? We'll have a Nazir stucco box, so leftovers in the Nazir stucco box goes to other Nazirim. Most are Nazir, but let's say there's a specific Nazir in your community who you're collecting for, and that he has leftovers from his car. karbanos, so then you can't give that to another nazir, it's already designated. So the nedava, that would fall for nedava. Amar Reb Yossi, ad da'ana taman, while I was there, again, taman means in Bavel. When I was in Bavel, shamis kol Reb Yehuda shal l'Shmuel. I heard Reb Yehuda ask Shmuel the following. Hifrish shiklov ameis, what if somebody is mafrish a shekel and then he dies? What's the question? So the one of the mafreshim here on the page says, it means ein kapar l'meisim. A mason doesn't get kapara, so are you allowed to still, what's the halacha of this machzor shekel? Because it's usually used for the carbon of sibur, which brings kapara to Klal Yisrael, but in kapara l'mason. So what are you supposed to do with the shekel? So I'm allowed to yibbul the nedava. So throw it into the nedava pile. Moser asiris ha'efa, shelo. What about the leftovers of the asiris ha'efa of him, shelo? What's this talking about? It's talking about the Kohen Gadol. Every day the Kohen Gadol gave a special carbon mincha, half in the morning and half in the evening. That's called the Asiris Ha'efa. Let's say he had leftovers from his Asiris Ha'efa carbon. So where does that go? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yolichem Yama Melech. Rabbi Yochanan says you got to throw it out. You can't get any anah from it. Throw it into the Yama Melech. We had a Gemara in Mesechus Shabbos, I think it was, maybe in Erevin. So whenever it says Yama Melech, is that Dafka Yama Melech, or does that mean the ocean? Psachim. It was a Psachim dealing with chametz. When you throw away your chametz, v'zor l'ruachu matzal yam, which yam? That's where we had it. Matzal yam. So machlokes, does it actually mean yam ha-melech, which ruins it, or any yam? So Rabbi Yochanan says, you throw it into the yam ha-melech, you can't use this leftovers. Rabbi Lazar amar yibul nedava. Rabbi Lazar said, no, you can use it for nedava. Masisa pliga Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah seems to be against Rabbi Yochanan, because what does the Mishnah say? Moser shkalim chulin, moser asiris ha-efa, moser kini zavim, kini zavim, moser kini yoldos, v'chados v'shamos, moser nedava. Right, so what's on the list? The leftovers of the Asiris Ha'efa are used for a nedava. And Rabbi Yochanan says you have to throw them out. Stira. So ma ovelo Rabbi Yochanan, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with this? So pater la, moser Asiris Ha'efa shel minchas chot they shall call Yisrael. No. The Mishnah is about a different case. The Mishnah is not about the Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah is about the case where a person is chayav a carbon chatas. Let's say a person is too poor to bring an animal. So we know there's a sliding scale. There's an usher, there's dalus, and there's dale dalus. Right, if some best usher brings an animal, dal poor brings birds, dale dalus, the poorest of the poor, bring minchas. So that's what we're talking about. You have the leftover of the carbon mincha of that person. So that's what fools l'nedava. But of a Kohen Gadol is a separate din, that yolichal yam ha-melech. Does a mincha of a Kohen have to be burnt? So this is the leftover money. This isn't the leftovers. This is the leftover money, yeah. Yeah, the mincha of a Kohen is kulo kalil, correct. But the leftover money that was designated that you didn't use. That's what it's talking about. Period. Rabbi Yossi Omar, Alda, on the following, Olil Abba Barba. Well, on the following, Abba Barba was upset at the following statement. Abba Barba, the Tekken Chadna says, he's called Abu de Shmuel in Bavli, but he's Abba Barba because Abba is Shmuel. And ba, they always take out the Aleph of the Yerushalmi. So ba is really Abba. So it's Abba bar ba, Abba bar. So that's why he connects it. It's Abu de Shmuel. Anyway, so Rabbi Yossi says, Abba bar ba got upset at the following statement, De'inun Amrin, that those rabbis that came from Babel, they said the following. And he got upset at it. Minayin, they said, Sha Pesach v'shana l'shem shlamim. How do I know that a Pesach changes into a shlamim, as we had a number of times in Mesechat Pesachim, and as this Mishnah says, that the Moser of Pesach becomes a shlamim, Tamalomar, based on the following Pasuk. Im min hatzon karbanola zevach shlamim, if from sheep, the pasuk is pashas about carbon shlamim. That's paragimel in vayikra. So if you bring from your sheep a carbon for a shlamim, kol shehu min hatzon ba shlamim. So we darshan out anything that comes from sown can be brought as a shlamim. So a pesach is brought from sown, so that can be a shlamim. That's what the rabbis from Bavel said. And Abba Barba got upset. He asked, we'll see, at least three problems he had with this. Number one, hey sevun, that's like meisvei. He asked on this, 1 second, hari olam min hatzon. Ola comes from sown also. So why don't you darshan that Ola could turn into shlamims? You only darshan Pesach turns into shlamims? What about Ola? Answers the Gemara, no. Darvar she'eno ba ela min hatzon. We darshan something that only could come from sheep. Yatzes Ola shuba afilam in a bakar. Ola could also come from cattle, from bakar. Ola you can bring from any animal could be an Ola. So that's why that we don't darshan, Ola is not included in the drasha. Hey, say, but another question, Hari Asham, what about Asham? Asham doesn't come from bakar. Asham only comes from sown. So why don't you say an asham could turn into a shlamim? So amar rabun barkana, no min hatzon darver shehu ba mi kol hatzon yatsa asham she'eno ba ela min. The Gemara changes the girsa min akvasim bilvad. That should be the correct girsa, and that is no. But you don't include asham because asham only The only thing that's included in the pasuk is something that comes from all sown. It could come from males, it could come from females, it could come from sown, it could come from elim, it could come from everything. Asham only comes from kvasim bilvad. Kvasim only male kvasim. And the Mefarshim work out exactly how this works, but either way, Asham is much more limited. It doesn't come from kalatzon, and therefore that can't be included in the pasuk. Ask the Gemara, one second. Min hatzon. The pasuk is min hatzon. So we're saying min hatzon means something that comes from all tzon. Min is always a limitation. Min is always an exclusion. B'chol atzar at amar min l'mait. V'kad atmar min l'rabos. Now min is including. Min means if it has to come from all the tzon, min is always an exclusion. So the Gemara answer, how do you get out? So you need a different way to get out of the problem with Asham. So Amar Rebbe Mana, a different answer. Hachanami. Okay, you're right. Min is an exclusion. Min l'ma'it, it's excluding the following. Mi yotche'eno bar ben shtei shanim, it's excluding that a Pesach, carbon Pesach, which we say the Pasuk is talking about, cannot come from a 2-year-old animal. Mi yotche'eno bar nekeva, it can't come from a female animal. So how do you get exclude Asham? So the Mefarshim explain, Asham is excluded from the word hey. V'im min hatzon. Not from the word min, because min is an exclusion. It's from the word hey, hatzon wa afuke asham. So that's why it's only used to include Pesach. The kabe asham nami, if we would have, Mar just adds in, if we would have included asham in the pasuk, we would have darshan the following. Min lamait, hu she'ena ba elamin hakvasim bilvad. Again, the Gemara changes the gersa. Okay, so that's what we would have darshan, but we don't darshan the pasuk excluding asham. So anyway, that is all related to question number 2 that Avraham Abba asked on the rabbis of Bavel, based on this drasha. Question number 3, Hey Sevun v'haksiv, one second. The pasuk says, a similar pasuk, Vim min ha'son karbono min ha'kvasim o min ha'izim la'ola. The pasuk by karbon ola says, similar pasuk, just like we said, Vim min ha'son karbono l'shlamim, Vim min ha'son karbono la'ola. So, b'yata moser pesach ba'ola. So why do you darshan the pesach is being alluded to in the shlamim pasuk, and therefore pesach can become a shlamim, maybe it's being alluded to in the ola pasuk, and a pesach can become an ola. Why do you darshan it in the shlamim pasuk, and not the ola pasuk? Two answers. Amar Rebbe Avun, no, there's a good reason to connect Pesach and Shlamim rather than Pesach to Ola. Mishanin l'davar shu l'achiva, l'davar shu l'achiva. Ola, Pesach and Shlamim are both edible. They both, part of it, are eaten by people. Ve'imishanin l'davar shu l'achiva, l'davar she'enu l'achiva. We don't say that a Pesach is going to turn into an Ola, an eaten animal to a carbon to a non-eaten carbon. So that we don't say. Or Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Bon, Mishan and Kachim Kalim, Lashem Kachim Kalim, Ve Mishan and Kachim Kach, Kachim Kalim, Lashem Kachim Kachim. Or you switch Pesach to Ola, which are both Kachim Kalim, the lower level Kedusha of Karbanos, and you don't switch it to Kachim Kachim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, one more minute. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Al Da Al Rabbi Chanina. The following Rabbi Chanina had a question with. De Inun Amrin. Rabbi Chanina followed the following statement. De Inun Amrin. The rabbis from Babel said the following. Ein a Pesach Mishtana Lashem Shlamim, Ela Im Kim Shachtu Lashem Shlamim. We know that if you shecht the Pesach, not on Pesach, let's say you shecht the Pesach l'shem shlamim, not on Pesach. So that's a karmish shlamim, that's a kosher karmish shlamim. That's what we mentioned in Maseches Pesachim. But what, so says these rabbis of Bavel, it's only a kosher shlamim if you had a shlamim in mind. Let's say you shechted a karmish Pesach, not on Pesach, l'shem ola, that would be pasul. That would be possible. Va'ani omer, but I, says Rabbi Chanina, hold no. I feel the shechted l'shem ola. Even if it would be shechted l'shem ola, still it would be a kosher shlamim. Amar Rabbi Ela, time of Rabbi Yochanan, why? Im menatzon karbano l'zevach shlamim, kosher zevach b'shlamim, based on a drasha, that anything that comes from a zevach can come as a shlamim. Meaning, even if you have ola in mind, it still could become a shlamim. Period. We're going to stop here. The next 4 lines are somewhat difficult, so we'll stop here. We'll start with these. The word mishtana, we'll start with tomorrow. Okay. Today's year was L'zecha Nishmas, Frumit Bas Yitzchak Moshe.